Greg Blewett.
Howdy.
On the text messages, we have Bernie Vince.
Buenos dias.
On the panel, Emma G.
G'day.
We're in a band.
And myself.
Who's like it?
Andrew Jung.
I need sunglasses on.
Welcome.
Why are we all dancing?
Yeah.
To the Rush Hour.
We're a blues band. What's going on?
Hello, everybody.
Jeez.
We're your Rush Hour band. And coming up later on, Elia Elia.
Yeah.
G Clark.
Yeah.
$1,000 minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Burns Fun Facts.
Woohoo.
And now, Talk Over the Tops.
I'm so confused, Charles. With a guaranteed 20K to give away. Triple M's Talk Over the
Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy. And we are after.
Sarah Vickers. We're doing the whole show.
From Andrew Farms.
Yeah.
All right. So we want Sarah to call us 133353 in the next 2 hours to be a part of Torp Over the Torrens for your chance to win $10,000. We're giving away $20,000 on the night.
Oh, we are too.
Mm.
Also, Blue, I reckon it's Andrew's farm.
What do you call it?
What did I say?
Andrew Farms.
That's what it's got on my.
Get it, that's what it's got on a sheet.
Andrew,
read your bloody
what does that
sheet.
Say?
No Adelaide.
What does that say?
Well, yeah, but you should know what suburb that is.
Stop blaming the bloody riders here at
if
the station.
If it's Hatton Air Summit, would you call it Henley's Beach?
That's just a cricket mentality. Craig, get it right.
Henley Beaches.
Oh.
It's Andrew's farm.
Sarah Vickers from Andrew's farm.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
He's off the bench, our boy Jay Clark.
Busy.
He has not slept.
Busy.
He has not slept. There's so much going on
in
AFL
horns
football.
In the background.
Oh, good Lord, he's been chased down the streets in Melbourne.
He's in India.
Or he's chasing.
Goodness
Please
gracious.
Tell me you weren't camping out at Essendon waiting
G'day,
for
Jay.
Ben Rutten to arrive.
No, Bern, I'm better than that. I found out what supermarket he shops at, and then I just stayed out the front of the supermarket. I thought he's got to eat sometime.
Hey.
I thought I'd just hang out the front of IGA here, and when he rocks up, I'll be all over him.
Clever. Very clever.
Now, but the problem was, Bern, Tom Brown was already standing there. I thought, I'm going to come up with a plan B.
Tom Brown.
A bit like North Melbourne. Anyway, go on.
Hey, Clarko, while we're there, Clarko and Rutten, this Essendon story won't go away. It's blown up this week. Where's all that at? What's happening?
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? So if we'd had this conversation on Sunday, I would have said that Clarko, almost certain to go to North Melbourne, 5-year deal. He's done an enormous amount of due diligence on the club. You know, he's ready to lift the Kangaroos. What a great story. And then Essendon put in the putrid performance against Port Adelaide, you know, spiritless, soulless, horrific performance in an 84-point loss, like absolute white flag. New president comes in and says, we want the four-time premiership mastermind. And for the past few days, the board has been chasing its tail, trying to work out how it gets Clarko, whether he's interested, and then if they get Clarko, whether they still need this external review, this 6-week external review, which they've trumpeted. Now, as we understand it, Clarko, Essendon was his preference all along. You know, the talent, the big club, the resource. You know, he talked last year about, oh, gee, it was so hard to, you know, pull back from the Carlton Collingwood vacancies, and there's Essendon, Hawthorn's oldest rival, saying, come to Papa. Now, how awkward is this for Ben Rutten, who knows he's been completely undermined? It's a stay of execution. He knows that this is his last weekend, or last coaching game for Essendon, because if they can't pull off the bid for Clarko, then, you know, it's clear that they have no faith in Rutten or are unsure about Rutten, so they've got to go somewhere else. Anyway.
Now Clarko
bobs up in Adelaide today. He's seeing a sick friend, calls Ken Inkley and says, mate, I'm not asking your job. I'm just after, I've just got to see a mate. As we sort of understand it, Rutten's going to speak either tomorrow or Friday and say, look, I want to do the best job I can for the footy club this weekend. And then on the back of the weekend, like it could be as early as Monday, you know, that there could be some sort of decision from Alistair Clarkson if he feels comfortable enough to make it. Where does this leave North Melbourne? geez, they're nervous down at Arden Street.
Jeez, I mean, they had thought, it done, I thought.
They were a bee's leg away, Bernie, from Clarkson. But now, so they set a soft deadline today. It wasn't a hard deadline. It wasn't an ultimatum, but it was like, Clarko, we need to know today what you're thinking. What's the update? And we expect that Alistair Clarkson is telling North Melbourne that I'm interested, I'm going to talk to the Bombers and give them due consideration. And that means that North Melbourne has to consider its plan B options, right?
Jeez, where is that at?
Well, a couple of names jump off the page. It's Ken Hinckley, and don't get all angry at me, but Ken Hinckley. Mm-hmm. Is it Leon Cameron? Is it Ross Lyon? Can they twist his arm to have another crack? Jeez. I mean, Ken Hinckley, I'll ask you guys a question. Ken Hinckley has got one more year left at Port Adelaide. Is he walking the – what does he have to do to keep his job beyond next year? Is there a sense in Adelaide that Ken Hinckley is walking a plank next season?
Yes. Yes, there
absolutely.
Is.
Yep. Yep.
So if North Melbourne say, Ken, here's that five-year term that we offered Clarko. You've got the experience. You're the man. Does Ken stay at Port Adelaide and perform out the one-year contract, or does he say this offer is too good? Because it would be tempting, right?
He shakes hands and he parts ways with the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Really?
He takes 5 years. 100%.
But he said, I'm there. I am there next year.
Yeah, but things change. That's why Jay-Z was saying he shouldn't have said all that stuff, because it can bite you in the backside, this sort of thing. But, big game on Sunday, Blue.
Yeah, Jay-Z, I ask you about that. Carlton Collingwood. Yep. We are absolutely salivating for this on Sunday. Tell us a bit about this game.
On ice already, cooling down. It's going to be big.
Packed house. I tell you what, get there nice and early. They're expecting 90,000 at the MCG. These two mobs, their fan bases, they don't like each other. One's got to walk down one side of the street. The other mob's got to walk down the other side of the street.
Soccer style.
Gets a bit misty. Exactly. And look, it's all on the line. What a story. Carlton need to win to make finals. Collingwood, of course, they were off the boil a little bit last week against Sydney. They need to get back into form. They got a top four spot in their berths. And then, you know, a couple of big names desperately trying to play. So Zach Williams hasn't played for months with that calf and Achilles. He's trying to go through training. Now, seriously, can you not have played and then step straight into the biggest game of the year without a VFL game under your sleeve? That's what Michael Voss would be considering. Bern, can you do that, or do you have massive doubts in yourself?
Well, I'm wanting to see him play at least a half, but it all depends. If he's training like he's playing a game, it's hard to simulate a game, though, isn't it? I'm sure he's doing
is
all the
Is it the
training.
Same intensity?
No,
he's
no,
training
it's not.
The same intensity?
No, you cannot. I don't care what anyone says. You can't emulate what you have to go through in a game. So that's tough.
Yeah, Jordan Nagoe is the other one out with it. We saw him, how good he is. He's Collingwood's best player, or certainly best midfielder. He's coming back from a quad injury. Didn't do a lot of training today. He's going to have to do a lot at the main session to get in. I sort of see him missing this week and then the bye and then cherry ripe for the first final. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Okay, and just before we let you go quickly, Buddy's future, where's that at? Because we heard a lot of noise a while ago. It's gone a little bit quiet of late.
Well, Brisbane are yet to speak to him, so I can't see him lobbing at the Lions in this year's trade period if they genuinely haven't spoken to him. And I know there's a lot of ducks and drakes, but there have been no formal discussions. So Sydney is saying, look, he's either going to stay with us or we think he's going to retire. We don't think he's going to try and continue on as a 36-year-old. I think maybe Paul Salmon was the last player to do it. But a lot's got to happen if Buddy's going to pull on a new jumper next season. As the Swans keep saying, it's either an extension with them for 1 year or he retires, and that looks like the most logical conclusion at this stage.
Good on you, Jay. Thanks for that, mate. Watch this space with Clarko.
Good on you, team.
Hey, I was watching AFL 360 last night and was a bit of a surprise, actually, because I quite like it. Jared and Robbo.
I never watched 360.
Don't you?
I
like the first 10, really? 15 minutes.
Do you?
And then what happens?
Well, then I sort of... You know,
you get bored.
Switch off.
Does it go for an hour?
I like on the couch. That's my show.
On the couch is good.
All right.
I still don't watch that either.
I thought this is Burns' chat.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be involved at some stage. But Catherine was watching it with me, which was not normal. Ooh. So she had her laptop.
And I had my glass of red.
She was selling the nectar.
She was selling
nectar.
Actually,
I've been using the nectar.
Have you?
Very good.
Oh, I like it.
I love it. Oh, I just thought of that. Then.
What about yours, Jazz?
What's that, Greg?
Have you been using yours?
No, not
at all. He's like, nectar? What's that?
No, thanks.
That's what I drink on weekends.
No, thanks.
Nectar, that's what they call a beer, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah. Catherine was critiquing some of the, so Jared and Robbo, and she was saying, how does Robbo get a gig on
that's
this?
That's a good question.
Well, I quite like Robbo. And she was saying, it's like he's drunk. You know, he's slurring his words and there's lots of gaps.
Well, he's had a triple bypass. He's only recovering from that.
But that's what I've noticed in commentary. Like, you can't keep everyone happy.
Yeah,
right?
True. So
some commentators that I love, people hate, and vice versa. So anyway, then a couple of the players came on, right? Tommy Hawkins and Zach Merritt. And I was starting to sort of listen. I reckon when you're in the media yourself, you sort of... You look at how they perform and because you know they're nervous. They don't do it very often. But I thought Zach Merritt was brilliant last night, vice-captain of Essen.
Yeah.
He's under the pump, but I thought he spoke beautifully. And then Tommy Hawkins started to talk. And Catherine noticed that he started using a word over and over a couple of times. And it was overarching. Overarching. He used
overarching
factor. And then I started to listen. He actually used it twice in about 30 seconds.
Overarching. That's not a common word to
What's
reuse.
That mean, Jake?
No.
Overarching factor means like the whole the story,
overall,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So it's sort of straight away, I thought of you, Jars. And I thought, what word does Jars use that makes him sound a little bit more intelligent than what he is?
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going.
Sanguinean.
He says yeah,
that's
that.
One.
Yeah, I say that
What's
a lot,
the other
which
one?
I'm honest.
What's the other one?
Dyslexican, you say that?
Well, dilapidated?
No, you've never said that.
Because you are at times dilapidated.
Beautiful, he says a lot.
I say beautiful.
No, that's
global.
Not that. What about when someone tries to copy something we've been doing?
Plagiarise.
Yes. Now, Bernie and I put our heads together, right? Last week, and it was Monday, and
careful.
I said, Bernie, we need to start ticking these off. We need to start ticking these off, right?
We've been
canning. I've been, have a look.
I ran out of paper.
So it's been 7 days since this is the 8th, but it's seven days.
A lot of fives.
I did use it yesterday.
7 days. This is not necessarily on air. This is off air as well. You've said plagiarised 26 times.
Because that's what people are doing.
But we don't even
taking ideas off someone.
We don't even see you on the weekend.
And they take ownership of it. I can't stand people that do that.
This is in 5 days because we don't see him on the weekend.
There's a lot of plagiarising that goes on in football.
There he goes.
Senior coaches pick other coaches' ideas.
27.
I'll plagiarise you in a minute through that window.
No, 28.
Where's this going?
Well, he got us... Thinking like about words that make people smarter or sound could say they're copying.
Because I have an issue with people that plagiarise.
Yeah.
Oh
jeez. You're nearly up to 30.
Can't you just say people that copy us?
No.
Well, that's easier. That's a word that sort of springs to mind for you.
No,
more than plagiarise.
No.
Would you know how to spell plagiarise?
Well, PLAG. I A R I Z E.
Oh, almost.
Plagiarise.
You put too many I's in there.
No, it's
so
not.
So you've never written that down.
I A R I Z E.
Oh.
Gee.
Yeah, you can spell it with a Z. Actually, you're right.
So there you go. Apologise.
He went AI.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. We'll check it back.
R I Z E. That's how I spell it. Gee, is that right or not?
You went AI twice.
Thanks.
Is there any words, Bern, that you sort of, your go-to?
Because you don't come out with any real strong English.
Well, I just use things in my own wheelhouse.
Well, that's what I am.
There you go, there's one.
Wheelhouse.
That's my brain. That's things I'm comfortable with.
When I used to teach English, I would tell my kids to use words in their writing that made them sound smarter. Like,
this is
therefore.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty straight.
Hence.
Well, that's straightforward.
Furthermore.
Duck uses
nevertheless.
A word.
Connecting words that make you sound more intelligent.
I use penultimate.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard
no,
of
No, you don't.
I've well, never heard you say that. Either.
You've never, what, ever
no,
used that.
That means a big thing, is it?
Oh, in your cricket commentary.
What does that mean?
Well,
do you know?
You tell us.
it means the...
The one the before
grail,
the last. The big...
No.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
One before the last
yes,
one.
Yes, like the oh. penultimate
but you
over,
don't use
which
that.
Is...
So I got that.
Yes,
well,
I do.
Never heard you use that on the cricket.
Who? Aesthetically, please.
Oh, what it looks like.
Oh, you can't even say it.
Hey, Jazz, this reminds me of you.
Couch. See? Cow. Cow. C O R. Are you going to the mall?
No, I am not going to the mall. Keep spelling, mister.
C O U C H.
Come correct. On.
I am the smartest man alive.
Yes.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
G'day, Kev from North Haven. Welcome.
Hello, Jars. How you going?
Good, mate. AFL team.
Kangas.
Oh. Who do you want to coach? Have you got Clarkson? What's going on there?
Oh, well, hopefully we get Clarkson. Oh.
If you don't get Alistair Clarkson, are you happy with Kenny Inkley?
I would be, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Got a lot of time for Kenny.
Ross well, Lyon?
Yeah, Ross Lyon.
We just spoke to Jay Clark just earlier in the show, and he did mention Kenny mm-hmm. could be linked to North Melbourne. If
Leon
Clarko
Cameron?
And Leon Cameron. Mm-hmm. But he's come out and said he doesn't want to coach.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. So put a line through that. Kev. 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass, and we'll always take your first answer. All right, mate?
You turn into Kenny Calendar again.
No.
Are you doing a race call?
No, we've got to move on. All right? So we appreciate everyone that rang.
Shuba Shovrin.
Oh, Kev.
He's giving it to you.
Kev's on.
Kev's doing the gag.
All right, Kev. We question like number one. G and okay. Gregory, let's play.
In which year did the Adelaide Crows last win a men's premiership?
98.
Which sport does Elise Perry play?
Cricket.
What's the most amount of goals Robbie Gray has kicked in an individual showdown?
7.
Who is Australia's Davis Cup captain? Adelaide boy.
Leighton Hewitt.
Which number pick was Robbie Gray selected at in the 2006 National Draft?
Oh, I heard this the other day. 53.
Who are Adelaide United playing in the Australia Cup tonight?
Adelaide City.
Which AFL club did North Melbourne trade Alistair Clarkson to at the end of the 95 season?
Melbourne.
How much career prize money has Nick Kyrgios won? 11 million, 21 million or 50 million?
21 million.
Which mythical fire-breathing creature does Crows forward Elliot Himmelberg share a nickname with?
That's awesome. Eagle.
Ooh.
Good effort, Kev. Good. Gee, that was a rough one today.
Oh, that was tough questions.
Questions. Wow, 9 I questions. Got... All right. Let's check the board, two. Please, G.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Five. But he was very close with a couple of others okay. we'll go through yep. in a sec. Kev, we're going to send you along with a double pass to the Wallabies v South Africa at Adelaide Oval, a historic rugby doubleheader. It's August 27. Adelaide Oval tickets are on sale now at Ticketek.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kev. Good thanks for you, playing, Kevin. Mate. Mm. Okay, well, let's just go through some of these questions, please. Number 3, Greg, what happened there?
The most amount of goals Robbie Gray's kicked in a showdown is 6.
6.
He said 7.
Mm. Let's go to number 5, please, Greg.
Robbie Gray was selected in the 2006 draft, number 55. Mm-hmm.
What did he say? 53. He's around the mark, wasn't he?
Number 8, please, Byrne.
8, 11 million Nick Kyrgios has won so far.
US dollars. US.
Thank you, G. And number 9, please, Gregory.
And which mythical fire-breathing creature Elliot Himmelberg shares a nickname with is Dragon.
Dragon. Dragon. He told us that when we chatted with him about 4 or 5 weeks ago, chaps. Didn't he? Towards centre wing, Alir up high, takes the mark.
Please welcome Port Adelaide's Alir Alir.
G'day, young man. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we miss you in the studio.
Yeah, I know. I just had a few things I had to do today, so I couldn't come in.
Hey, but hang on a sec. When you say you had a few things to do, had a few things to do pretty close to our office because I saw your car parked.
Which was a big Hummer,
and you came strutting back to your car.
You did too.
You got in. I was strutting. Aaliyah, how you going, mate? Yeah, good to see you. You go, no, not today, pal. Not today, pal. In his car, just drove off.
I didn't hear anything. I apologize if it looked like I ignored you. But I didn't hear anything. I was just in my car and going. I had lunch at Luigi's over there.
Fancy lunch.
Across the road.
Yes. Jeez. Is that why you're parked on Franklin Street?
It was organized through the club. Some of the indigenous and multicultural boys got together with the women's team and just thought the club was a good idea for all of us to get together. So I wasn't ignoring you when I was leaving, so I apologise on that end.
Well, we'll see. It's all right, then. We're going to have an end of season catch up, and well, you were on the list, but I'm just you're on there still. I just got a little question mark next to you. You want to behave?
He's next week.
He's in. Hey, big week for the footy club. One of your all-time greatest player. Has hung the boots up, but he's got one more game to go out. Special week this week.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's obviously going to be sad to see him go, but we're excited to run out with Robbie one more time. As you said, you know, he's one of our all-time greats. I've only been here for a year or 2 years now, and just some of the stuff he's been able to do on the field. He's a freak of an athlete, and yeah, it's sad to see him go, but we got one more game, and hopefully send him out on a good win and have a beer after.
Nah, he's a superstar. What was he like in front of the group? Because often that's the hardest thing to do for people retiring. Did he get emotional?
Yeah, he was a bit emotional. I spoke to him a bit after in the locker room, and he said he held himself pretty well. He thought he was gonna break down, and but he held himself pretty well. He was a little bit emotional. As it would be, anytime someone's retiring, it is pretty hard. But he held himself pretty well, and spoke to us, and then we all went up to the press conference and listened in on that too.
Normally, when you ask the greatest moment you can remember of a player, it can be quite obvious. But with Robbie Gray, he had so many clutch moments, kicked so many important goals for that footy club or your footy club. That it's hard to nail it down. Do you have a favourite Robbie Gray moment? Were you playing with him or possibly against him when you're sitting at home watching?
Yeah, there's probably one that sticks to mind. The one against St Kilda where Paddy Ryder tapped over the back.
Yep.
I remember I was sitting on the couch at home in Sydney watching that, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy done it again. but that's the thing. He's got so many great moments that that he's been able to do for the club. So, yeah, he's probably one of the clutchest players of all time too.
Now, this game on Saturday night, they will go down to the wire. It's a Port Adelaide home game.
Full house.
40, yeah, they're saying it's going to be sold out. Mate, who do you think you'll match up on there, Aaliyah? Will you get Darcy Fogarty or the Big Texan?
Probably one of them. I guess it just depends what they'll do, if they'll bring in anyone or if they'll keep the same team.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, but I'll probably take Walker or Fogarty, one of the two tools. So, which I'm excited for. Keen to play well and send Robbie off on a good note.
I was speaking to Tex today, and he didn't want me to tell you this, but he's worried. If you come to him, he's worried about you. So if I was you, I'd go to Tex. Go to Tex. Get in his head early because he doesn't want you. He wants Jonas or one of those other players.
I might have to try and get into him pre-game. I'll go do my warm-up next to him.
He reckons you're his favourite player in the AFL. He loves watching you.
Oh, it's great to hear. He's been able to do some crazy stuff, so I enjoy watching him play. So it'll be a good matchup if it's just me and him in the cage. I'll be excited for that.
In the cage? What? We're talking UFC or we're talking footy field? Where do you want him?
On the footy field, I'm talking about
that. Hey, Ellie, you're going to try and get the 4 points and send Robbie Gray off on a good note Saturday. So what have the boys got planned for Saturday night after the game?
And where is it?
To be honest, I'm not too sure. No one's really planned anything after that.
I think the
first plan is obviously to go out and get the win and enjoy the beer and the comfort in the locker room. I think that's the the first step, and then I'm not sure who's organised anything after. So at the moment, we're focusing on the win.
Well, mate, all the best on Saturday night. It's going to be ripping showdown, and we want to just make sure that you pass this on to Robbie Gray, one of your favourite tracks. And thanks for your time, mate. All the best.
Yeah.
Nah, thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
Here we go.
There he is.
Biggie.
Nice chat with Jay Clark and also Alia Lea.
Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful young man.
Yeah, burnt me.
He snubbed you. Yep. You were downstairs at Freddy's at
Canetto's. He waved to me.
I don't forget these things.
He waved to you.
He waved to me.
He sat
and
his
I could
Hummer.
See him say, catch a blue.
That's funny because last said, time I saw him, he asked who you were.
Yeah. He said, I'll catch a bluey, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I tell you
how
what.
How do you spell that?
Now,
P-L-U-E.
Good news down at the Adelaide Crows. What's happened today with a good signing?
Yeah, Elliot Himmelberg has re-signed for 2 years, Jazz. So been out of the side for a little while, but kicked multiple four-goal hauls in a couple of games in a row when Tex was out earlier in the season. So can kick him, and a good signing.
Some good confidence, too, by the Adelaide Crows. He's kicked 38, 38 games 38 since games. Being drafted since, 2016. So it's time to settle in and reward the footy club.
I think he could be a good defender, too, by the way.
I think he'd be a great wingman, just quietly, but what would I know? I don't know much these days.
No.
Now, Greg, COVID breaches with five AFL clubs overnight. What's happened?
Yeah, COVID-related breaches. So the Swans, Collingwood, Richmond, Brisbane and St Kilda have all been sanctioned.
Mm. What?
What about this? Sydney has been fined
$100,000. 100?
Yep, with 50,000 of the penalty to be included in next season's
soft
cap.
Hurt.
That's a good idea. You lose another assistant.
AFL.
That goes under the radar and helps out a lot.
This is a bit over the top,
that's
isn't
stupid.
It? What's
so
happened?
Silly.
Collingwood, 50,000.
Yeah.
25,000 out of the soft cap. Richmond, 25,000. Yeah. Also, Brisbane and St Kilda. So they're big fines,
so
aren't
why,
they?
Greg? Why has the AFL penalised these five clubs?
It's all around rat testing. So apparently they didn't get them in time. And also they've taken images of rat testing
previously done,
so not being entirely honest.
Well, that's a bit silly from the players. Just take the one photo of the same rat test, put on different backgrounds, and then just send them through.
Now, earlier we caught up with Jay Clark. He had some interesting intel on Port Adelaide coach Kenny Hinkley.
He did, and it was all about, the domino effect and Clarkson signs.
Which we're waiting on.
And we asked him about that, what that means for North Melbourne to start with, and this is how he answered it.
Well, a couple of names jump off the page. It's Ken Hinckley, and don't get all angry at me, but Ken Hinckley. Is it Leon Cameron? Is it Ross Lyon? Can they twist his arm to have another crack? Ken Hinckley has got one more year left at Port Adelaide. Is he walking the? What does he have to do to keep his job beyond next year? Is there a sense in Adelaide that Ken Hinckley is walking a plank next season?
Ooh, big words.
Yeah,
walking a plank.
Mm. I think we'll know by Friday.
Okay, I'll ask you the question.
Yeah.
I'll ask you too,
Blake.
Yeah. What does Ken Hinckley have to do to keep his job or get a new contract?
To win a premiership.
He has to win a premiership.
Absolutely.
Well, he's not going to do that.
No, Matt Byrne, you asked me the question. I'm giving you the answer.
Sorry.
He has to win a premiership, I reckon.
Blue, do you think he has to win one?
Not necessarily, but they've got to be right up the top. Yep, the pointy end of the table.
Would another loss in a prelim get him over the line?
Mm-hmm. No.
Can you sack a coach that's made it to a prelim after not making the finals? That is, if you ask me what a successful year is,
it's brutal.
If a team doesn't, I don't care how long you've coached for, what you're doing, what your list is like.
Yep.
If you haven't made the finals, Jazz, and you finish top four and you play in a prelim, And you lose it. Mm. You lose the prelims. Mm. You're not in the grand final. That is a big tick
for me. At Port Adelaide,
I'm re-signing Kenny.
Yeah, am I.
You think he's gone if he takes this team?
That's where they're
at. It's going to finish 12th or 13th this year.
This is the chairman that backflipped.
Through to a prelim.
This is a chairman that backflipped within 3 days, David Koch.
Well, I've heard some intel that he didn't actually get full support of his board before making that
call,
by the way.
Be careful.
Ooh, dear.
Be careful. But anyway, wait till Clarko makes his announcement, which we're hearing maybe this Friday, if not next Monday, and then watch the domino. There's about 300 jobs on hold waiting for the Alistair Clarkson to make a decision.
300?
Roughly.
There's only 18 teams.
No, but you look at all the clubs, the two or three clubs. There's a lot of people that work there.
Yeah, 300?
Yeah, roughly. If not more.
When did you count all them? Or how did you count? Because you can't really count far past 20.
I was going to say 15.
Same. He just loves... He's just got a negative bone in there. That,
no, I love it.
No, you don't. This is it's so is, mean.
It's theatre.
I was going to call you someone, but I won't.
Go on, call me it. As you know, I know people everywhere, Jazz, and I've got a few connections to Williston and the Williston Football Club. And I heard there might have been some news coming out of the footy club last night. Yeah. You had training. Can you delve into what may have happened last night?
Well, I addressed the playing group that were there last night on a Tuesday night to inform them that I'll be finishing up after Saturday's game.
You're finishing?
Newry. Yeah.
Aww. Last game this weekend?
2 years.
Oh.
2 years.
That's sad, Jazz.
Terrific people.
What? Runners up last season.
Yeah, where'd they finish the year before you started?
Oh, I think they were second to bottom or something.
So you took them to a grand final.
So we've been a lot of good changes and there's some good people involved, but it's a lot of work. There's a lot of work involved, a lot of sacrifice. And
because you love doing it. You love coaching.
Well, I do love building things.
Since I've known you, you have loved coaching the whole way through.
Mm, yeah.
But you're right. It does take time.
It takes its toll.
Effort.
Mentally and physically.
It's a drive as well.
Well, the drive, the drive, but you got the Northern Expressway. But they're just a beautiful football club. There's still a lot of work to be done. But I just thought after 2 years, it probably needs a new voice, new set of eyes. And and the players, look, we've had a wretched 8 weeks, 9 weeks, to be quite honest with you. It's been horrendous.
Yep. You lost a lot of players during that period.
Yeah, that's I understand all that. But it's given me an opportunity to play a lot of the senior Colts.
Yep.
So I think we've blooded about 11 this year for the A-grade program moving forward. So
that's good.
But I just thought I'd let the boys know that, it's time. So they can start, the committee can start looking for other coaches in the Brossa footy comp.
It's a brutal industry, I reckon, coaching. Not just football, other sports as well. It's as you said, Jazz, it's a huge commitment. But as I said earlier in the show, I was watching AFL 360 last night and I was watching Ben Rutten at training. Yeah. He just looked like a lost soul.
Sick
you know, he didn't know where to look, didn't know
it's disgusting
who to converse with. And I just wonder about, I feel like the players are very well supported.
AFLPA?
Yeah, they've got a very good structure
network
around them.
Coaches,
I just
supported.
Wonder about coaches. Nah. It doesn't have to be AFL level.
Well, there's a coaches association. Danny Frawley, the great
Danny,
spud, used to head
drive
up that
it.
For a while. He,
I don't know
I
who drives
it. Started
it. Yeah, he did start it up because he went through it himself. Being sacked.
Who else was on there? I don't know. I don't even know who's on it now.
It's disgraceful how Ben Rutten's been treated the last 3 or 4 days
Absolutely.
As a senior coach. And it makes me sick
just
seeing
speaking
it.
About your coaching thing when you let us know earlier, it made me think about, and like you're saying, not just AFL AFL coaches, we all see that, so we know how, and people get around them because of that. And whether that's happening with Ben Rutten right now, you'd hope so. But it's more the coaches at your level, Jazz.
Community coaches.
Community
cop
coaches.
It in the neck all the
local
time.
Local coaches. Yep. Like, they put in the same time and effort. And it's not full-time. They've got to go work. Everyone's got kids.
Yep.
And they're expected to turn up, have vision, go through. Like, even though it's local footy now, when I started local footy, there was no vision. There was no iPads. Now
correct.
You're expected to have all this. People want to know why you're not in the team, don't they? You know, they'd call you. Why aren't
you're
I in the team? Why
am I dropped? You're coaching 55 players, plus your volunteers,
the B grade
plus
as
your,
well,
your supporter base,
or the reserves.
For the amount of hours you put in, the financially it's not worth it.
And you don't get paid. You don't get paid, really.
It
covers a few costs maybe, but it's not about the money.
And it concerns me moving forward with community football. That so far, what I found out today, there's at least 5 jobs available in the Barossa League next year.
5
for senior,
there's
5
9
clubs
teams.
Will be looking for a senior coach.
Is there 9? How
there's
many
a
teams?
9-team comp. A 9-team comp.
So 50% of them
will be looking for new senior coaches next
year. Oh, that baffles
year.
Me. And you know what? Proves the point that we were talking about before. Mm. Coaching at local level is it's becoming
and
too hard.
And there's no
hard.
Support because you get a half-assed president or a chairman of a footy club.
Yeah.
You know, fires the bullet at a coach.
Yeah.
And it just leaves him out there to rot.
Yeah.
Well, then he should go with the coach,
plus
the footy manager and a few others. But it's volunteers that run football clubs.
Yeah. That's the thing, Joe. I don't think we're trying to put people off from coaching.
No, not at all,
I think
Greg.
When you get into it, you've got to realise.
You better have your safety net in place.
But I think
and your pillars in place.
Have a good structure around
it. Is there a support network
there's not,
for
I'm
local?
Not aware of, no.
There's a coaches association for the AFL.
Yeah.
The AFL is up there. There may be one for the SAFL as well. I'm
I
not
don't
sure.
know, and I should find out because sometimes I reach out to coaches that have been sacked from their respective footy clubs, because Russell Ebert taught me, make sure you're there for it, the because he man. Got sacked and he went through it. And it's not nice. You know, I got sacked as a senior coach at the North Adelaide Footy Club. It's
Did
not
you have
nice.
Any support?
Not really, no.
Nah.
No,
you're
not
left
really.
Out. As soon as you're sacked, it's almost like, oh, don't go there. But I want to know for local coaches. I want to throw it to the phones, Charles. 133353. Is there enough support networks out there for local coaches
being sacked?
And what are the challenges? Almost before being sacked.
Well, there's mental battles, Greg. There's insecurity. They're scrutinised. The pressure.
They sleep. They wouldn't sleep some
nights. Local grassroots football.
And you're on the phone, like you're on the phone. You'd be
well,
on, the phone,
me on the
all
phone.
All the COVID
non-stop.
Sickness, trying to reshuffle
just
your side,
trying to get
and
things
players,
happening.
And players, they do take the coach for granted.
Yeah,
there's a few that will reach out to you, and it's not. I'm not talking about myself. I'm just talking about other coaches that I've had to mentor and dealt and see how they're tracking, because they turn their back on the game.
Yeah,
and clubs have got to be careful because. Greg, I'm telling you, there's not many good coaches out there.
Nah.
You know, there's young coaches coming through, and good on them. Have a go at it.
Yeah.
But get your pillars in place. Make sure you are absolutely supported to the nth, you know, inch of your life.
I think the SNFL need to do something with local coaches, like community coaches. And they might be doing something now. So if you're at the SNFL or you're a
community
coach,
football, the
you're
amateur
an
league, John Kernahan. You know.
If you've had support, if there's no support, I want to hear from all of you. Yeah. And I know that's a pretty open, broad question.
Because it's a brutal industry and it's a dirty industry.
What if I wanted to coach one day? I want to know. I would only go into it if I'm supported. Yeah. We're talking about coaches more so at local level, amateur level, because we want to know if there's enough off the back of Ben Rutten, the situation he's gone through. Jarge, you've just... told your local club
last
that
night. Told the boys
you're
that,
finishing
I'll finish up
this weekend. So, is there enough support for local amateur coaches at the moment? Whether you've been a coach, you're an ex-coach, give us a call. Let's go to Tim from Manopara. Have you been a coach or are you an ex-coach? How did you get supported?
Yeah, I put up my hand to coach an under 13 side this year. We had two under 13 sides for the club. One was a little bit more of experience, and then they're less experienced. I was lucky enough. I had a great team manager. I had a boundary. I had a runner. I had goal umpires that took turns each week. I had a great support.
Right, brilliant.
Where the other 13s didn't quite have that and needed the support from our team. So we had a bit of both. A coach fell sick and someone had to take over, and they sort of fell away a little bit. But I wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for the support I had through the parents.
So, Timmy, the other coach
even
that
been asked for next week.
Timmy, the other coach that fell sick, have they got around him to see how he's going?
Yeah, he's still around the club.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure whether he's going to coach next
but,
year.
But at least they got around him
to
support him.
Yes.
Yeah, good boy.
This is the other thing as well. Thanks, Timmy, for your call. This is the other thing. A coach is meant to be there to coach and organise a few things, but he shouldn't be getting... Boundary umpires, goal umpires, umpires,
that's a footy manager.
Drinks bottles.
That's a footy man.
But that's why people don't coach because it becomes a whole. You basically run a football club almost.
And there's pressure on
football club
presidents and chairmen and junior directors and footy managers. It's an enormous toll. It takes an enormous toll on people. Yep. I've seen it in their eyes.
Yeah.
They're exhausted.
Oh, it burns them out.
And the abuse they cop and the scrutiny they cop.
Let's go to Michael from Murray Bridge. Michael, what's your experience like being a coach?
I think it all depends on your club at the end of the day. I coach in two different leagues. I coach girls as well as boys. I coach senior footy and junior footy. And I've found that it really comes down to how supportive your club is and the structures they have in place, especially like before, not having that volunteer president who's, you know, doesn't know what they're doing, but for all intents and purposes, doing it for the right reason and to keep the club going.
Yes.
But we had a junior coach sack this year, midway through the year, and I took that over as well. And there was no support for him, none whatsoever. You don't get told about any of the support outside of your football club. There's nothing from SANFL. You're quickly told if you do something wrong.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it right, you're not told. And generally, when you're doing it wrong, you don't get told until it's too late.
Yeah.
And then there's no support service to go back to and say, hey, I don't feel the best about this. Like you say, they just coaches just turn their back and walk away. And generally, they walk away from the club, the kids that they're coaching. And that's a volunteer that was happy to put their hand up who now will not put their hand up for anything. Mm. And then you have lack of team managers, runners. Yeah. Boundary, goal umpires.
It's a flow-on effect, Michael, and it's massive. It's a massive flow-on effect.
Michael. There's a couple of texts here about, unfortunately, the Sandford don't have enough money to run their own league. The AFL needs to start giving more to the Sandford so they can pass it on.
But the AFL aren't going to give any more.
Well, they're making enough, aren't they? But the new CBA's out, should be in their jars.
Is there a support network for local coaches being sacked or presidents or football managers that they can go to if they're struggling?
There needs to be a fund.
It's a phone call.
A fund for that.
You know, some coaches are strong and thick-skinned and can handle it.
Wouldn't cost that much money, Jars.
Exactly right, Jars. Because, yeah, it's that resentment or whatever you feel after it's you feel like a failure.
You do. Exactly. The stress levels go through the roof.
Just a phone call.
What about Justin Langer? What happened to him, Greg?
Oh. Well, I spent the weekend with him. We didn't really go into it, but I just thought that the way that Cricket Australia treated Justin Langer, and if you're going to sack someone, do it right. You know, make sure, have some empathy for that coach because, you know, he would have felt, he put his heart and soul into it and he felt absolutely crap towards the end of his tenure.
Let's go to Darren from Para Hills. What was your experience being a coach?
I did coach or coach B grade at Moonta YPFL, but I've also been the president there as well. So I've been on the other end of it where I've had to sack a coach. But normally, it's very rarely in that sort of lower football that you get more than a 2-year contract anyway.
Yep.
Because you're dealing with coaches, you don't know where they come from, you don't know their history too much. So it's a sort of suck it and see sort of situation. Yeah. If they lose the support of the playing group, or as you know, more so the spectators, you know, they get pretty antsy pretty quickly. And if things aren't going too well, then sometimes you just don't have that choice. You just got to let someone go and try something new.
Darren, as a president of a football club, your experience there, did you find that there it was just take who's available as a coach, or was there a lot of applicants? How did that work?
Oh, look, some years there's plenty of applicants, some other years there's hardly any. You know, I've been in a situation where, you know, you're asking people to put their hand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to become like more and more, I think. Thanks very
absolutely.
Much for your call.
Good on you, mate.
Let's go to Michael from Paralawi. What was your experience like being a coach? Michael?
Doing something.
Nope, he's not there. Michael's gone.
I just got a text from one of the Div 2 coaches. He's
got one as well.
He's been under pressure, but he's done a terrific job to get him into the finals. He said that their football club's done it well by putting in an experienced past former Sandful footballer who was a football coach. He's a bit of a football coaching director at that respective football club.
That's great.
Helped him out.
So follow up.
So the club's obviously paid some money to get this football director to be assisting.
I've got a text through as well. This is from someone at an amateur footy club. Is there rules on sacking coaches like in business? 3 warnings, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think there is.
I think
it's more brutal than that.
I think it's a dog's breakfast, Byrne, to be honest with you. It's a dog's breakfast.
We're going
to
take one more call. Yeah. Dan from Tanunda. G'day, Dan. Tell us your story.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I was president at Tanunda Footy Club. Jazz, you'd well and truly know that.
Yeah.
And it's always been something that I've challenged the SANFL to challenge the AFL to provide more support. You know, it's always going to be tough to find coaches to put these mechanisms in place. And it is about mental health, you know. It's about looking after people. You know, presidents and committee put in massive amounts of hours, and it's huge dollars out of your own pocket. But an A-grade coach generally is remunerated well, but is essentially supported by volunteers.
Yeah.
And so we've got to continue to put a product on the paddock at 2:20 in the afternoon, but you're also responsible for all those people. And if you're trying to, employ an A-grade coach that's going to drive a club culture across male and female, the responsibility, whether you're paying that person 10 or, you know, 30 grand a year, and, you know, Andrew, you've got to be honest, there's some big money out there for country coaches when it comes to it.
Yep.
But that ongoing responsibility is outside of that. So I've always purported that the NFL model, where they wear the brand right from mini footy players in the NFL right through to the NFL proper, they take responsibility for their game top to bottom. Somewhere we've lost that, where the Australian Football League doesn't take responsibility for Australian football top to bottom. And I think that's the big missing gap here. Regardless of what we talk about at a lower level, districts and, you know, SANFL, they're junctures of the AFL. And regardless of what happens now, there's a responsibility on Gillon and his people to actually take it on as a national football league, as a national competition, take responsibility. So
good on you, Dan.
Love that, Dan. No, hey, mate. The CBA's coming out too. Surely they put some funds aside for this. No, great call, great Dan. Call, thank Dan. You.
Now, Bern, you mentioned the other day that you get asked a bit about people asking about my two boys and what they're up to.
They
I haven't
do,
given an
lot.
Update lately, but...
They say that's the favourite thing that you do, talk about your boys.
Your two sons, yeah.
Mixed fortunes lately. So, Sam,
I thought they're on the improve.
Well, that's what I thought. So,
Sam
is seven, and he's in year two, and I've got Rory, who's
that's
in reception, who's just turned six.
He's a troublemaker.
That little tooth still hanging on as well.
Is it?
Just, like by
just
a
get
thread,
a bit of string and put on the doorknob and just...
Well, I tried to get him last night to pull it out. And he,
go the knuckle.
He wasn't happy with that.
So what's happened?
Well, Sam going well. So he's got a couple of student achievement awards in the last week or so.
In what
so
area?
Sammy,
oh, now you don't even know.
No, just for...
You
father.
Don't even know. Their own father.
Just for
no,
doing
he hasn't
well. Well, he went up a level in his reading, which is thanks to
Sammy.
Me because I do all the reading.
Oh, so you're taking credit now.
But he so he reckons, which I can't believe. So what are we I think week four in term three, and he reckons he's the only student that's been given two awards for the whole year.
Be careful,
can't
though,
believe that.
Because you can lie about those things.
Now, Rory, who has been going really well. Now, I haven't had a Rory story for, a month?
Rory story. That we could. That's a segment.
Well, the last time we spoke about Rory, he was digging a tunnel out of his primary school into your house with three other mates.
El Chapo
like Hogan's
style.
Heroes.
Yes. El Chapo, I that's thought.
Right. El Chapo.
Under the border.
He's So what's happened?
That's right. Well, apparently, I got home on Monday night and Catherine said, we've had a call.
Another call.
He's gone to town on the teacher that was just taking care of the class for the day. So
the relief teacher.
The relief teacher. Oh, no. So he's taken the opportunity just to give that teacher a very hard time.
That is an opportunity. I used to think that as well.
So he's
can't do that.
Apparently being very cheeky and then just decided to bolt from the classroom.
He's what?
He's
done bolted, a runner?
He's done the runner out of the classroom.
Oh,
so
no.
He ended up in the front office and so we had the
did
the
he
phone
run
call
to the front office?
Oh, I don't
he
think
just
so.
Knew he'd
he
be
was
there.
Captured.
They said he was running along
was
the
detained.
Obama bus
he
the
was,
track.
He was
heading to Teachway Gully. I've left.
He was detained.
I said to him, "You must apologise to that teacher." And to his credit, he tracked him down yesterday and apologised.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's good. But it was Science Week as well, and it was my duty to give him the science.
Well, you would have forgotten.
No, so we did the. I had to Google it. I had no idea what this
what
sort of
science
stuff. But we did the dancing sultanas. Have you heard that
what's
one,
that?
Jude?
Yeah, you're a
no,
teacher.
I know about the exploding volcano or the two bottles upside
so
down. The
so you have the still water, and then you have the bubbled water. What do you call it? The soda water.
Soda water.
Okay,
yeah.
So sparkly, yeah. So the sultanas are tipped in. And then they'll sink
they
in the
up,
still
then
yes,
down.
And then in the
dancing sultanas,
the soda
what
water,
are we
the,
with?
The bubbles surround the sultanas jars, and they
let's
lift
it
up to
lift.
The surface.
Nice.
And once
dancing.
They get to the, they burst and they go back down.
You're learning so
a
much.
Huge treat. It was
because they heat up and burst.
Big success. Big success.
So what happened?
Apparently, all the other parents are going for the dancing sultanas this week
okay,
as well.
Rory.
And it was all my idea.
Rory, if you're listening, try this one at school, but don't tell your teacher.
What?
Get a big bottle of Coke, grab a Mentos, and drop it in the top.
Yeah!
No! Bang! Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Can we just say thank you to all the calls and
great
the text
calls.
Messages regarding the support for coaches
very
and anyone
passionate.
In the local community struggling? Give us, give me a call.
Yep. What's your number?
Give me, but give me if I can help out in some way.
It's 04.
Well, no, but it's serious.
I know
Bert.
What you mean. It's a very serious.
It's serious. Look at Ben Rutten. Oh. He's
how
distraught.
Can it happen at that level?
It's disgusting.
And we're talking about
how
local
he's being
level.
Treated.
Like, geez, it's
so any coaches out there in any sport, you stay strong, you keep backing yourself in.
There needs to be something done there. The AFL, new but, CBA, fund it.
Yeah,
if you're listening. Hey, August 17 today, a couple of birthdays off the top. Shawnee Penn. Sean Penn, the actor. Yeah. Good actor.
Different.
Different, but they're all a little bit different.
Was married to Robin. Robin Penn.
No. You know what his nickname is?
What is it?
Byro.
Good one, Ben.
It is.
Like, nah, I just made that up.
That's good. You're sharp today.
No, I'm not. I'm
and
tired.
You reckon that was. He was married to Robin.
Yeah.
Robin who?
Robin who?
Hood.
I don't know if.
Hey, another birthday, Robin.
Yes, Ben.
Or just Robin. What, they're like Pele,
she's
just got one name.
Everyone's heard of Robin Penn, surely.
Nah.
Clearly
no.
Clearly
not. Nah. No, Greg.
Robin, I have not, sorry,
Robin
Lou.
Byro.
Nah. Old pasty boy.
Nah. Not bad. Robert De Niro's birthday today.
Oh.
He's
the greatest
right
actor of all time.
Who's
guess
he
how old
to?
He is today?
He'd be 72.
No.
Older.
Yeah.
78.
79 today. He's nearly 80, Jazz. 80 next year.
He looks
year.
Fantastic.
Isn't he in good nick? Joseph. Hey, 1978 on this day. I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to skip that.
Sorry,
much time,
I've just Googled Robin Penn. She's Robin Wright is actually like her name.
That's
she's
right.
married
good
to
one,
Sean
well
Penn,
done,
though.
Good
but
one.
She is a very famous actress. She's Jenny in Forrest Gump.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
Jenny. Haven't they split up, though? I think they split up.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's
split
her
up.
Her name was Robin.
Yeah.
Going to be wrong?
Yeah.
Sorry, Bern.
Anyway, 2008. Now I'm going to take it to Jazz's favourite city.
Baywatch.
Beijing.
We're going to Beijing.
2008.
Come on.
Oh, no, I'm running out of time. Usain Bolt broke the world record, 9.69 seconds for the 100.
How good was that to watch?
He's fine. Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal.
He said that yesterday.
No, he won an event yesterday. Mm. He won his 8th gold medal. So shut up, Jerry Weisberg. Anyway. On this day, 1979, Life of Brian debuted.
What a great movie.
Now, you listen here. There's nothing to say. There's a belly walking on.
And on this day, 1998, to see us out.
Yeah.
This was the famous moment Bill Clinton said this.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Monica Lewinsky. Good night, family.
Shiga.